Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Coal mining is a historically dangerous job, and it is our subject this week.
America produces more than half of its electric power from coal. Mineral experts say the country has the world's largest supply of coal waiting to be mined. Coal mining in the United States is much safer than it used to be. Yet, 19 miners were killed in the first 5 weeks of 2006. That was almost as many as were killed in all of last year.
Most of the recent deaths happened in West Virginia. 12 men died in a mine where inspectors found more than 200 safety violations last year. Now, more than 200 federal safety officials are examining the mines in West Virginia. West Virginia produces more coal than any other state except Wyoming. The recent accidents led to a federal request for all coal mines in the nation to stop work for 1 hour on February 6th to discuss safety. And there have been other steps. In Pennsylvania, the governor ordered the re-inspection of all 77 active underground mines in his state.
In Congress, a Senate hearing took place late last month to discuss mine safety. Senator Arlen Specter and others questioned David Dye, the acting Assistant Secretary of Labor for Mine Safety and Health. Senator Specter, a Republican from Pennsylvania, noted a reduction in the number of federal mine inspectors as a result of budget cuts. Mr. Dye said he did not think that played a part in the mine accidents. The Mine Safety and Health Administration in the Labor Department inspects about 2,000 coal mines nationwide. That is in addition to more than 12,000 other mines.
Members of Congress from West Virginia have proposed several measures to improve safety for coal miners. Hearings on the proposed legislation are expected to begin in early March. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin has already signed similar legislation for his state. Between January 2nd and February 1st, West Virginia had 4 accidents that killed 16 miners.
The first was an explosion in the Sago mine. It killed one miner immediately. 11 others became trapped in poisoned air. Each had about 1 hour of emergency oxygen. A misunderstood communication from rescue workers made the events even more terrible for the families. At first, the mining company reported that the trapped men were alive. Hours later came the crushing news. The rescuers did find a 13th miner alive. Then, on January 19th, 2 miners were killed in a fire in another West Virginia coal mine. And separate accidents on February 1st claimed the lives of 2 other men. The year also began with coal mine accidents in Kentucky and Utah that resulted in 3 deaths.
President Bush has nominated Richard Stickler to head the Mine Safety and Health Administration. The last chief resigned in November of 2004. Mr. Stickler is a former miner. Later, he spent 30 years as a mining company official in Pennsylvania. He also led the Pennsylvania Bureau of Deep Mine Safety. Senator Edward Kennedy expressed concern during a confirmation hearing. The Massachusetts Democrat questioned whether the nominee might be too friendly to coal companies. Senator Mike Enzi, Republican of Wyoming, said Mr. Stickler has the knowledge and experience to do a good job. Senator Enzi said he believes the Senate will confirm Mr. Stickler.
The office of Congressman George Miller, a California Democrat, released a report on the Mine Safety and Health Administration. It showed that since 2001, the agency had withdrawn or delayed 18 safety rules proposed under President Bill Clinton. The agency, however, says it has increased its enforcement actions against mine operators. And it says it continues to seek ways to improve safety. On February 7th, David Dye, the acting administrator, announced special action to make several new rules. These would require mine operators to keep additional oxygen supplies in a storage area for each miner underground. Operators would also have to provide lifelines along all escape pathways to help guide miners out of the mine. And they would have 15 minutes to inform the agency of an accident. Current rules say only that the agency must be told immediately. The agency said it was acting under a rarely used process for emergency temporary rulemaking. At the end of January, in Saskatchewan, Canada, there was a fire in a potash mine operated by an American company. 72 miners all escaped the poison gas. They waited in a safety room equipped with additional oxygen. Workers rescued the last of the trapped miners after about 30 hours.
The United States has about 100,000 mineral miners. Close to 80,000 of these men and women mine coal. Today, they produce more coal from surface mining than from underground mining. The Labor Department says miners earn an average of about $50,000 a year. The pay is good, especially for poor communities. Miners say it helps them face the dangers of their work. The risks can include fires, explosions, floods, and deadly gases like methane and carbon monoxide. The government says more than 100,000 miners have been killed since early in the 20th century. But over the years, the numbers have decreased sharply. There were 22 deaths last year, the fewest on record. Each year, the United States produces more than 1,000 million tons of coal. America is the second largest producer of coal after China. Coal mines in China are known as the world's deadliest. Chinese officials reported that accidents killed almost 6,000 coal miners in 2005.
In the United States, mine accidents and pressure from unions have influenced safety legislation over the years. The United Mine Workers Union was established in 1890. 8 years later, it helped establish an 8-hour workday. Protections like health insurance and retirement pay came later. Mine operators often owned the communities where their workers lived. The miners could use their pay only at company stores and for company services.
One of the worst coal mine accidents in American history took place in 1909 in Cherry, Illinois. The Cherry Mine was considered the safest and most modern of its time. People said there could never be a fire. But one November day, there was. It trapped 400 miners. Some were under the age of 16. 259 men and boys died. Some miners who escaped kept going back. Like miners all over the world, they did not want to leave others behind.
In the end, the mine operator was punished for violating child labor laws, not for wrongful death. The state ordered the company to pay about $600. Angry public reaction led to a major effort at mine safety reform. Congress passed the Organic Act of 1910. The law established the Bureau of Mines to provide advice, training, and research. But the Bureau did not even have the power to inspect mines and investigate accidents. That changed in the 1940s and 50s. In 1968, a mine explosion at Farmington, West Virginia, led to the deaths of 78 miners. The victims included an uncle of the state's current governor. Congress later passed the Federal Coal Mine Health and Safety Act of 1969. That law expanded federal power to inspect mines and report violations. It also established health and safety rules for all mines. For example, it required payment for workers with black lung disease from coal and rock dust. Later came additional legislation. 10 years ago, the Bureau of Mines ceased to exist. Its researchers moved to the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Internet users can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Please join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.
Don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons. what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.